Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad you're able to join me. This week, the Lord has put a true burden on my heart for God's glorious church, that the scriptures tell us that God is bringing together a people who were not a people out of every race, kindred, tribe, people, and tongue. He's bringing together a universal church, if you will. Now, I know as we read the Word of God, man is going to make an attempt to bring those who must have some kind of religion, they're going to make a one-world religion, a form of religion that people can gratify spiritual needs. But there is something holy, something precious, something glorious occurring in the realm of the Holy Spirit, and that is God's ecclesia, God's called out ones, called out from the world. The scriptures tell us we've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And we are now citizens of that kingdom. And praise God, brothers and sisters, if you've accepted Jesus, our King is coming back. Hallelujah. We don't know the day or the hour, but He's returning. And by the signs we're seeing all around us, it will not be long. Praise God. And we shall behold Him, as Job said, with our own eyes and not another. Praise God. How glorious that will be. But now we are in a time that is very crucial. There are multitudes in the valley of decision. Oh, so many of your loved ones have not come to the Lord, or perhaps they've walked with the Lord at one point and now they've gone their own way and they're out in all kinds of problems and sin and misery that only God can redeem us from. It's only His grace, His love, His faithfulness and goodness. And I'm burdened for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, beloved, I don't know about you, but so often here in Idaho, we live in southwest Idaho, and so often you meet people and they say, oh, yes, I'm a Christian, but they don't go to church. There are so many people that name the name of Christ, but they don't go to church. You ask them why. Well, you know, I haven't found a good church, or, you know, I got really hurt at the last church I was in, and there's all manner of excuses. But beloved, there's a reason for that. And God is bringing people together. He's raising up God-anointed, godly leaders for His people. Oh, there have been hirelings out there. There have been wolves. But that does not do away with the reality of those who are so sincere and walking with God. And you will know those. You should be able to witness by the Spirit and discern in the Spirit those who are preaching under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Those who desire to only lift up Jesus Christ, those who love the Word of God and promote it and teach it and share it with you. It is only by the Word of God, which is the will of God, that we can know the things of God. We can know His character, His nature, His ways. And God is raising up a body, a beautiful church without spot, stain, or wrinkle. We're called lively stones in this new temple that He is making, not made with hands. He's putting us together as He chooses. And beloved, my heart is that we can understand and respect what the Spirit of God is doing, and pray for those who are afar off, those who have been hurt by church, those who need to come into the fold. I have a picture. We go to a small local church in Middleton, Jim and Debbie and I, the UCM staff, and there was a picture she shared of a sheep. It was a true story, a merino sheep or something like that in New Zealand. He got away from the shepherd, and he was found after a number of years. He couldn't even walk. His wool had grown so thick. In fact, it's on the bulletin board. I'm looking at it right now. It is really an extraordinary picture, and he was finally found, and I think I shared it with the UCM partners. I said, this is what happens when you get away from the shepherd. It's a true story, and I don't know how many pounds of wool they shaved off the poor thing, but he was finally returned to the fold. And beloved, God is calling his sheep, those who have wandered off. And when you wander off by yourself, you're going to get all kinds of thorns and prickly things in your fur, and you're going to get hurt. And if you're really not careful, you could even be approached by a wolf or a lion, and then your end will not be very good, just as in the natural. And so, beloved, I'm being a little humorous, but it's a serious thing. There are many that have forsaken the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is that the word talks about. But beloved, we have to understand, we need to pray for those who have gone their own way. And there are those, I have met plenty of those. They really think they know better. They know better than the pastors. Oh yeah, they really understand scripture. And they have a rebellious, high-minded spirit. They cannot be taught. Beloved, we need to pray that it says judgment will begin at the house of the Lord. And I think we have seen that in recent decades. God is dealing with those that have misused the sheep, and he's bringing truth forward. And it's been to our shame, the scandals that have come out. But beloved, both leadership and the sheep, and because we are all one, it's the ministry offices that have the anointing of God. They're just ordinary people. I'm just an ordinary person. God just chose me. And to be honest, I wasn't really that willing. It's like, God, you can get somebody else to do what I'm doing. And those who I believe are anointed of God, they understand the great responsibility to be able to share the word of God. And so, beloved, we need to pray for our leaders, pray for the body of Christ. Pray for those who were far off, who once served the Lord. Oh yes, I used to serve the Lord, but they've gone the way of the world. They've gone off in their own way. And we need to pray, just as the Spirit of God and prayers finally worked on that, what we call the prodigal son. He was in the pig's pen, and he finally came to himself and said, I will go back to my father's house. We need to pray for the body of Christ, the local church, the assembly of the saints. It's every local church is not an entity to itself, but they're part of the community of the saints. Whether there's 5 or 10 in one city or only one church in a town, the word church itself comes from the Greek word ekklesia, meaning a called out group, an assembly or a church, and is of necessity, in keeping with its entire meaning, a community of the saints of the earth. In every nation, in every people group, in every tribe and tongue, God has a people of every race, of every nation. And what I'd like to do is, let's go back in time and in our understanding to some measure of what it was like in the early church during the first, second, and third centuries. Beloved, there was no official organized church of the Christians. The Christians themselves were simply the church. You know, it's been when we had our local church in the San Francisco Bay Area, in order to use we had to use a Christian copyright service for the songs that you had to display, and it was really pathetic. Listen to me. We had to send a card, and what were you? And it was like tiny, tiny printing. There were so many denominations. They wanted you to identify yourself. And I thought, even then, what a sad testimony that someone that is just newly saved, it's like, in fact, this is an experience of a friend of mine. He got sovereignly saved by the Spirit of the Lord in a dramatic way, and then he didn't know where he should go. What church was he supposed to go to? I mean, pick and choose. There were so many denominations, and it's sad. What has done that? The Spirit of the Lord? No, no, beloved. I say to you, it is what man has done. We've been, the original, perhaps, founders were sincere and very attuned to God. They wanted to right wrongs, but leave it to man. If you get their hands on it long enough, they will organize it, the life out of it. And the Spirit of the Lord says, okay, do it your way. And he departs, and they don't even know the glory has departed. And so as we look back at that early church, there was no official organized church. During the first 300 years, Christianity was persecuted above all other religions. I'm sure you know that historically. In every city, there were two or three or four religions, false gods that resisted the teachings of the Christians. The gospel that early church preached, and not just preached it, they practiced and distributed in deed and substance. It was a war cry to every false religious system of that day. It always has been, and it is today. There's only one way, and the devil hates that. There are those that say, oh, well, there's many different ways to God. Well, that's what the mind of man would say, but Jesus said he alone is the way, the truth, and the life. And that's why, as the times grow darker, we're going to see Christians hated and persecuted more and more, because we know there's only one way. There's only one power on earth, and it's the power of the Lord, of the living Lord Jesus Christ. Only he can transform a person. In about the year 113 AD, the governor of Bithynia, Pontius, reports to the Emperor Trajan that some people under his control or dominion had been accused of being a Christian. He had investigated the charges, found many of them to be guilty. He ordered them to be put to death. But he suggested to the emperor that if they would exercise some patience and leniency toward the Christians, since there was a very large number of Christians in his province, that perhaps some of them would be recalled from this base superstition. Well, of course, that didn't happen. We know that the church was built on the blood of the martyrs. Well, my time has flown by, and we're still just laying groundwork. I invite you to tune to the broadcast tomorrow. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. And also, as I always do, I give you an invitation to write and share your prayer needs. I personally handle the mail. No one else reads or answers the mail. And I know, as countless thousands have experienced over the years, you will be blessed as I pray and minister back what the Lord gives. I pray for you every day. The announcer will give our contact information. And if you should email, I will pray immediately. I'll confirm receipt. But if you'd like a response, I invite you to share your mailing address. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.